Welcome to 2024, our year of active faith. This is the Jimmy Macharia audio podcast. Pastor Jimmy Macharia is the founder and visionary of Harvest Family Ministries International with branches all over the world. In this sermon today, God has a word for you, and we believe as you listen in, you will be encouraged, challenged, edified, and your faith will be activated. Be blessed.
I want to read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Today, I'm still talking about salvation. And I'm talking about, today, the subtitle is the seven great principles of a supernatural life. The seven great principles of a supernatural life. I'm not sure I'll be able to finish them, but at least we will start somewhere. Amen. The Bible says in the New King James Version, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. I mean, the Bible is talking about you. I want you to even just declare that thing to yourself. Say, I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Some people are not saying it. You're saying, I'm a royal priesthood. I know you don't believe it. You don't have to believe it. It's what the word of God says about you. So one more time, say, I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. And then it says, I continue to read, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So you and I, being born again, it's being called out of darkness. So when you're not born again, you are literally in darkness. But accepting Jesus into your life, it is being called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, there is such a beautiful blessing of salvation, and that blessing is the blessing of light. Becoming a man and a woman of light. What does that mean? It means freedom. It means freedom. Once you become born again and you endeavor to become a disciple of Jesus Christ, you experience freedom. Freedom from what? From darkness. Anything that looks like darkness in your life, you need to know that by coming into Christ, you are entering into a place of light. So salvation is actually not a boring thing. Salvation is not something that was introduced into your life to make your life miserable. Salvation was introduced in your life so that it can reconcile you back to God, so that you can live your life to the fullest. Amen. And what is that life to the fullest? A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a special people. Another version says, a peculiar people, that I may proclaim the praises of him who called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. I want you to make that confession and say, I've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now look at verse 10. Verse 10 says, all right, New King James, please. I'm reading from New King James. The Bible says, who once were not a people, like you were once not a people, but are now the people of God. You are once not a people, Before you receive Christ, you are not a people. You are just a surviving carcass human being. Eh? But now, you are the people of God who had not obtained mercy, but now I have obtained what? Mercy. Glory to God. And this super experience brings us to our message today. The seven great principles of a supernatural life. Wow. Number one, what is that principle? After you're born again, you will experience the supernatural or the miraculous and the extraordinary. You will experience the supernatural and the extraordinary. Your life is not meant to be dull and boring. Your life is not meant to be dull, boring, and ordinary. God wants to do supernatural wonders and things in your life. Amen. When you read your Bible, which we rarely do, you are going to encounter signs, wonders, and supernatural things. You cannot escape it. Signs and wonders are promised to the believer. It's not something you have to push for it. It is a promise from heaven. Amen. Guess what? Your supernatural healing is not something you beg for. You don't need to say, oh God, please heal me. Oh Lord, please heal me. Once you're a believer, healing is your legal right. Actually, no disease is supposed to stay in your body. Any disease in your body is illegal. Guess what? Financial independence and blessing is not something you beg for once you're born again. Once you're a believer, you're supposed to walk in the supernatural provision of God. It's not something you're supposed to come and say, oh God, please sort out my problems financially. No. The Bible says he has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So God has already blessed you. All you need is to pull down the blessing. Is to know, how do I tap into this blessing that I've already been given? And that is what salvation does for you. It makes you a believer. A believer taps in. You're not supposed to cry, oh God, help me financially. Oh God, give me money. It's just like you'll never see a mango tree. How many of you have ever seen a mango tree crying? Say, now the mango is out. It is natural for a mango tree to produce mangoes. Therefore, for a believer, it is something natural to live a supernatural life. Hallelujah. I hope this liberates somebody here today. Starting now, stop being somebody who is crying for things to be done for you and begin to expect it because you are a believer. Somebody shout, I'm a believer. So, why should you expect the supernatural? Quickly, A, why should you expect the supernatural? Why is it something that should be happening in your life? The supernatural life. Wow. Hey, God is a God who does wonders. Exodus 15, 11. The reason why I expect supernatural, to live a supernatural life, is because I believe in a God of wonders. I believe in a God of wonders. My God is a God of wonders. Exodus 15, 11. The Bible says, who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders. So are you living an ordinary life? You are living outside the will of God. Why? Because my God is a God of wonders. That's why I should live a supernatural life. That's why financially I should live a supernatural life. That's why health-wise I should live a supernatural life. That is why intellectually I should live a supernatural life. Why? Because I am a believer. Do I have believers in the house? I am a peculiar person. I am a special person. I am not living in darkness anymore. I am living in His marvelous light. And so why should you expect supernatural? Because God is a God who does wonders. Number two, or B, Jesus, why should we live in the supernatural? Because Jesus told Nathanael that he will see many wonders if he followed him. Jesus told Nathanael, Nathanael is one of the disciples of Jesus. He told him, if you follow me, you'll see a lot of wonders. I believe that many of you are followers of Jesus. How come we are not seeing wonders? All right, John chapter 1 verse 46 to 50. John chapter 1 verse 46 to 50. The Bible says, okay, Nathanael comes and Nathanael said to him, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, come and see. Continue. 47. Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him and said of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit. Verse 48. Continue. Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? Jesus answered and said to him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Powerful. That's a powerful statement right there. I want you to know Jesus knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly what you're going through. He knows exactly what you're feeling. That's how Jesus is. He's a God of wonders. Then he told him in verse 49, Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. And then he says in verse 50, Jesus answered and said to him, because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree. Do you believe? You will see greater things than this. That promise is why you and I should live a supernatural life. If Jesus knows where I am, if Jesus knows what I'm doing, if Jesus knows what I'm going through, then he says, I will see greater things than that. What does that mean? Supernatural life. I want to promise somebody here today, if only you can stop focusing on your needs and start focusing on Jesus, you are going to start seeing greater things. Oh, yes. I want you to help me preach and tell your neighbor, Jesus has a promise for you that you will see greater things. Amen. So I don't want to see ordinary things. I'm not ordinary. I'm a peculiar person. I want to see greater things that Jesus has promised me. Another reason why, you know, you should be living in the supernatural is because Jesus said that the people who are born of the Spirit must be unpredictable, invisible, unfathomable, just like the wind. I repeat, Jesus said those who are born of the Spirit will be unpredictable, invisible, unfathomable, just like the wind. That is supernatural, isn't it? How do I know? John 3:8. Look at it. John 3:8. So Jesus said, if you are born of the Spirit, And remember, all of you are overcomers. Are you overcomers here? And the Bible says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. So what is born of God is born of the Spirit. And the Bible says, the wind blows where it wishes. And you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. What does that mean, my brothers and sisters? It means that if I have the Holy Spirit, I become unfathomable. People cannot place me. Oh, yes. People cannot place me because I live a supernatural life. They cannot be able to understand. There must be a discussion in your village how you are becoming rich or how you are becoming wealthy. There must be a discussion in your neighborhood how you are growing. Because it's not about you. It's about the Holy Spirit that lives. And I know I'm preaching to people who probably are going through a lot of stuff and you cannot understand. And I have come to see that one of the reasons why we go through a lot of stuff and we don't seem to come out is because we have not known who we are in Christ. We have not understand. Eze ebube, see how far you brought me. Eze ebube, I'm so glad you found me worthy. I can see, I can tell, and I know it's your grace all my days. So what I can tell, I can see, it's your grace that has brought me. People have never understood, what is that grace? What is that thing that we have come into, which is called salvation? We have been brought into a place whereby we no longer have to do anything to win the love of God. We no longer have to do anything to be accepted by Christ. We don't have to do anything to live in the supernatural. In terms of, like, I don't have to struggle to live in the supernatural. All I need is to have a relationship with Jesus, all right? Be filled with the Spirit and become like the wind, where you cannot tell where I'm going, isn't it? You can only see the effects of the wind on my life. Because I'm a believer, can I have an amen from somebody? A believer lives a supernatural life because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. You become unpredictable, you become invisible, and you become unfathomable. Amen. Because you are living by the Spirit. Somebody say, I live by the Spirit. I become a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. I become a peculiar person. Oh, I'm trying to talk to somebody here today. I become somebody that people cannot understand. They can't understand how you educate your children. They can't understand how you live your life. Because your life is directed and ordered by the Spirit of God. I have been brought from darkness into His marvelous life. So poverty cannot survive in my life. Sickness cannot survive in my life. Depression cannot survive in my life. Favor is my portion. Why? Because I have the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God gives me solutions. I can't be stranded. Somebody needs to say after me, I can't be stranded. Any man here who is stranded, I introduce the power of the Holy Spirit on your mind, on your spirit, on your marriage, on your business. I introduce the grace of God. Receive that grace now. Yes! You will not be stranded. Hallelujah. Anyway, D, another reason why we must walk in the supernatural is Jesus said signs and wonders. Remember, all these are things that Jesus said. And you must believe in Jesus, man. Oh, yes. You must believe in Jesus. Jesus said, all right, signs and wonders would follow believers. Signs and wonders will follow believers. Oh, I feel like telling you something. Can I tell you something? God is not seated somewhere happy that you are suffering. God is not excited that you cannot pay school fees. God is not excited that you can't go to any restaurant you want and buy food. However, God has already given to you all that you need to live a life of godliness and a life that pleases Him and you. So God is not the God who was introduced to you many years ago. Because you made this mistake and you made that mistake, He has rejected you. He doesn't want you. He's punishing you. Get out of here. Somebody say, get out of here. I've come to see that all that is, for lack of a better word, is crap. God is not in a place waiting to punish you, judge you, kill you. Or if He sees you suffering, He's excited. And He says, hey, what are you meaning? Human beings can do that. You understand? But God is not like that. God loves you. God cares about you. God has already given you what you need. And then He has promised you, you are going to live a life of signs and wonders. Can I hear an amen? Are you a believer? Are you a believer? Then something must follow you. What is that that must follow you? Sickness must follow you. Poverty must follow you. Brokenness must follow you. I cast those things in my life. What must follow me is signs and wonders. And I'm going to prove to you. Can I prove it to you? Mark 16:17. And these signs. Can everybody look up, please, so that you read with me? What does the Bible say? And these signs will follow those who... I can't hear you. Will follow those who... I can't hear you. Will follow those who... Your qualification is to believe. All you need to do is to believe. It's to believe. I believe that signs and wonders will follow me. In my name, they will cast out demons. In the name of Jesus, you will cast out demons. I want you to just take a minute and cast out. Do you know a demon that is frustrating your life? Yeah, every demon has a name. Cancer is a demon. Sickness is a demon. Oh, I can't hear you. Poverty is a demon. It's a demon. Even the fact that you're jobless, it should not be your portion. You should be out of job by choice. I'm speaking to a lot of doubters. Now, I want you to write this down. If you doubt, you won't have. If you doubt, you won't have. If you doubt, you won't have. Or you'll be without. If you doubt, you'll be without. Yes. If you doubt, you will be without. So you can be here seated and saying, you ni wongo. Hizo ni story za jaba. But just believe. Then there will be signs. Stories are jabba. Okay, you keep living your ordinary life. I am looking for a few guys here who are going to say, you know what? I am a man of faith. I am a woman of faith. And I am going to live by faith. And signs and wonders are going to follow me. All the days of my life, not a few days, all the days of my life. If I'm going to drive a car, it will be a supernatural car. All right? If I'm going to be wealthy or build a house or buy land, remember this year, every one of us is buying land and building a house. It's not by what I see in my account. It is a promise I have from the Lord that these signs shall follow them who believe. And in my name, I want you to use the name of Jesus for a minute right now. I want you to stand up on your feet and use the name of Jesus and cast out that devil. And say, in the name of Jesus. I cast out that devil. And say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every demon.
Every demon.
Paralyzing my life.
Paralyzing my life.
Affecting my life.
Affecting my life.
I cast you out.
I cast you out.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I cast out the devil of poverty.
I cast out the devil of poverty.
I cast out the demon of depression from my life.
I cast out the demon of depression.
I cast out the demon.
I cast out the demon
of lack in my life.
Lack in my life.
I cast out the demon.
I cast out the demon
of sickness in my life.
Sickness in my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Somebody needs to shout, amen.
Amen.
Sit down. It's done.
Amen.
You believe it. Oh, yes. You look at a demon sitting on your finances. You say, demons, in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, come off my property. Come off my money. That's what the Bible says. If you believe, signs and wonders shall follow you. Verse 18. It says in verse 18, they will take up serpents, supernatural life. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. The Bible does not say your pastor will lay hands on you and you will recover. It says anyone who believes will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. The Bible does not say they might recover. The Bible says they will recover. Yeah. You know, this whole week, last week, this week, you know, I have not prayed for you even once that you should not be taken by the water. Yeah. Because I believe that the children of God must have sense. I don't know whether you understand what I mean. You must have sense. And that certain things are not allowed in your life. Now, somebody will be asking, the ones who have been taken, are they not children of God? They are children of God, but they don't belong. I mean, I don't know what their revelation is. I'm talking about if you belong to this house, you must have a revelation. And one of the revelations is that you will live and you will not die. One of the revelations is that you have Christ. You cannot be poor. That is part of it. I believe you're supposed to live a healthy life. Amen. Excuse me. Can I hear somebody say a better amen? If you fall sick, you will recover. That's my faith. That's why I didn't pray for you that, oh God, let none of my members be washed away. I just said, when I cover you with the blood of Jesus, I just know that you are covered. Today we are going to have communion. When you take communion, just believe. Believe the blood of Jesus is on me. No evil shall befall me. You know, I went to Kisumu last week and somebody was giving me a testimony of how they came for prayers on a Tuesday and while we were here, thugs, you know, this person I had dedicated their house. I had prayed that no thief shall ever, you know, come near your house. I mean, I'd poured oil in the house. I had declared that no thief shall ever be able to steal anything in this house or enter the house, etc., etc. So while we were here in prayers, the thugs entered his house. They were trying to enter. I mean, they entered the house. When they got there, they could not take anything. Guess what they did? They sat down, they ate, and they left. Guess what? They left even their equipment there. You see, you don't believe. I can see some of your faces are just like, yeah. Oh, yes. That's the God I'm talking about. That even if thugs enter, they just get confused. You know, one time we were attacked by thugs. You know, my mother and I, we were at our hardware. We used to have a hardware. And in the evening on a Saturday when we were closing, we just saw some men coming in, and we actually thought they were customers. When they entered, you know, they removed their guns. They started, harassing us. I remember that time I had a neck phone, the one that it was long like this. You used to pull up. I mean, you didn't have to pull the aerial, but for you to look cool and look deadly, you just have to pull the aerial so that people see, hey, you know. And they entered. And I remember I was lifting my hands. I said, we have nothing. I even removed my trouser to show them that, look, we have nothing. And guess what? They took my mother, women, I don't know whether they still do it, but my mother used to have a kikapu, then a handbag. I don't understand that thing, but you understand? So she carries a kikapu, but she also has a handbag. So she had like a G1000 bob under at the base of the kikapu where her bag was. And these thugs, they literally lifted the handbag and they returned it. And then they said, I want a pesa. And they left. They got so confused and they left. You know what? It's not natural. It is super, like you look at the thou, you don't see it, and you return it. You know what? Sunday is garage. Church starts on Monday. From now on, may you live a supernatural life. Oh, yes. May you live a supernatural life. Some of you are going to go into your pocket and find 10,000 there. You'll wonder, aye. Only 20 people are excited about the supernatural life. Somebody say, I am born again. I will experience a supernatural life. Amen. Let me give you point number two and then finish. We continue next Sunday. Now look at this. After you're born again, okay, point number one was, after you're born again, you will experience the supernatural, the miraculous, and the extraordinary. Amen. Extraordinary. Be it healing, be it provision. That is your portion. It's not something you're begging God for. Do you understand? It's something you wake up expecting supernatural. It doesn't mean you become lazy. All right? Just know that I am a believer and I'm expected to live in the miraculous, in the supernatural. Amen. I have seen God, supply for Pastor Marcy and I for years, supernaturally. Oh, yes. I have seen God heal us, supernaturally. Just recently, my wife, one time she woke up, you know, I'm giving you testimonies. She woke up and she had a swollen lip, a whole lip. I said, my God, what happened? I'm sure it could have been an allergy or some sort. And by the way, if you saw her, you would have sworn Pastor Jimmy must have beat her. I'm telling you, you'd have sworn. Ada bili wabewebazi. Utafanya haji zasa. Like kilip kimenona hivi, yani, she just looks beaten. Hey! And this, guess what? It used to happen on Sunday morning. Monday ako sawa, Tuesday. Unajua at least if we're Monday. Aba, because Monday amtamuona, si ndio? But look, Monday ako sawa, all the way Friday, Saturday. Then on Sunday morning, she wakes up and she's swollen. Wah! And that used to just like, you know, scare me. And you know, we said, what? Let's believe God for healing. Let's believe God for healing. I'm telling you, without medicine, without anything, it just disappeared. And we said, you know, and God does not want you to believe in healing. God wants you to walk in healing. Because that's what He has given to us. So when you see something that you don't like in your life, I want you to believe that God has called you to live in the miraculous. Once you're born again, you live in the miraculous. And then finally, after you're born again, you must believe in God in order to experience a supernatural life. Believe in God. So the second point is, you don't only know that you should live in the miraculous, but you also believe in God, that He has called you to live in the miraculous life. Amen. John chapter 11, verse 39 to 42. You can never walk in the supernatural, John 11, 39. You can never walk in the supernatural life that God has called you unless you believe. You must believe in that God. You must not have doubts that maybe not. So the Bible says, Jesus said, take away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Verse 40. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Wow. What a statement. And I want you to come out of this place hearing the voice of God telling you, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. Oh, yes. You don't have to live by the way the country economy looks like. If you believe God, not believe your government, not believe your employer, you will see the glory of God. I think I want to see the glory of God. I want to see the glory of God in my finances. I want to see the glory of God in my children. I want to see the glory of God everywhere in my church. Everywhere. Hallelujah. But the qualification is what? If you believe. Then verse 41. 41, it says, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Look at Jesus. You are about to bring a dead person back to life. And your prayer is, Lord, I thank you that you have heard me. Brothers and sisters, change your prayers. I say, change your prayers. From Lord, give me a car, to Lord, I thank you for my car. Lord, give me a house, to Lord, I thank you for my house. Lord, I thank you for my health. Somebody say amen. Oh, come on, touch your neighbor, tell your neighbor, neighbor, you've got to learn to believe in God. Then verse 41, it says, then they took away, 42, and I know that you always hear me, but because of these people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. If you want to experience a supernatural life, you will have to believe in God. You must believe in the word of God. You must believe in the voice of God. it is not possible to experience supernatural things without being a strong believer. A strong believer, somebody who believes strongly. I believe I'm not going down. I believe that we will finish this building. I believe that we are going to live a debt-free life. Yes. I believe in the supernatural. Do I have people who are joining me to believe in God? Yes. And guess what? Believe that God does not want you to suffer. He will allow suffering to work on you, but not to kill you. Amen. Brothers and sisters, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. Amen. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Amen. And I'm telling you, the glory of God is better than your government. The glory of God is better than anything else that you can think about. If you believe, you will climb out of poverty. If you believe, you look for a woman to marry. Some of you are not marrying because you don't believe. If you believe, you will not be worried about your children. If you believe, you will not be worried about tomorrow. You know, me, I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm expecting great things from God tomorrow. Oh yes, some of you are so worried about tomorrow that what you're expecting tomorrow will actually happen. You're saying, "Guy, na kesho? Wa, na nikikosa food kesho?" And tomorrow, guess what? You lack food. Yes. Tomorrow I'm expecting to eat good food. Tomorrow I'm expecting to be alive. You know, even some of us, we say, "God willing," because of our doubt. "I'll see you tomorrow, Mungu akitaka." Mungu anataka. I am assured, I have confidence in Christ, that he that began a good work in me, that one, he is faithful. He is faithful. Look at your neighbor who looks like they are about to die the next minute. It's like they have swallowed a lemon, and tell them, "He is faithful. I believe in him. I believe." Do I have believers in the house? Stand up on your feet and give the Lord a shout of praise if you are a believer. I want you to lift up your hand and say, "Lord, I believe. I believe that I will be better tomorrow than I am today. Tomorrow is better than today. I believe that I live in the supernatural. I believe I'll pay my bills. I believe that I will sing praises to the Lord and make him known, because he has done great things for us." Let's finish with 2 Peter chapter 9 again. Chapter 2 verse 9. As I finish preaching, I just want you to see it again. Is it 2 Peter or 1 Peter? 1 Peter. It says, we are a chosen generation. You see, nobody chose you. Nobody chose you. That's why I had the song sung. Nobody chose me. Nobody chose me. But God chose me. So God chose you, and he says you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. I may not come from the dynasty. Somebody say dynasty. But I am a royal priesthood. through Christ. My God. A holy nation. A holy nation just means a special nation. His own special people. And I wanted you to note the next part. God wants to do all these great things for you so that you may proclaim the praise of Him. God wants you to go out there, win, live a supernatural life, so that when anybody asks you, how do you do it? You will proclaim the praise of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Did you know that even where you come from is called the dark continent? So God, you are not only living in darkness, even where you are coming from is called dark continent. That's why all of us had no power. When was that day? Was it Friday or Thursday? Thursday. Those are things, you know, I have a friend of mine. He's employed in America, but he lives in Kenya. So he works from Kenya. He actually just likes to live in Kenya. So, but his bosses didn't know that he's actually working from Kenya. But he was in this house where lights were going. So he's on Zoom meeting, then the light goes. Then the Americans are like, ah, we have never seen lights go in America. I mean, he had to move to another house immediately so that he doesn't get caught that he's employed in America but he's living in Kenya. I am telling you, God has called you from darkness. If it is left for your family, if it is left for your job or your country, for you to ever come out and be all that God has called you to be, it will be impossible. But guess what? Jesus Christ entering your life has given you an opportunity to come out of darkness into His marvelous light, that you may proclaim His praises. Hallelujah. Why don't you give Him a praise in the house? Amen. Walk with your shoulders square and your head lifted high, knowing that God has called you to live a supernatural life. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this sermon today. Visit our YouTube channel at Jimmy Masharia for more video messages and follow us on our social media platforms, Jimmy Masharia on Facebook and Instagram. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember to stay on top, because that is where you and I do belong.